Chapter 8. Commitment and Competence. Building the Foundations of Trust and Excellence. Productivity is never an accident. It is always the result of a commitment to excellence. Intelligent planning and focused effort. Paul J. Meyer. Commitment and competence are two essential pillars for achieving success in any area of life. They are not only key to professional excellence, but also fundamental to living a life that honors God. As Christians, our commitment is not merely to our jobs, our families, or our communities, but ultimately to the call that God has placed on our lives. Competence, on the other hand, reflects the standard of excellence that we are called to pursue in every task we undertake, as a reflection of our faith and dedication to Christ. Everybody's got a different circle of competence. The important thing is not how big the circle is. The important thing is staying inside the circle. Warren Buffett. In a world that often emphasizes results over integrity and short-term gains over long-term faithfulness, Christians are called to stand out by demonstrating both commitment and competence in their daily lives. This chapter will explore the importance of these virtues, both in the professional sphere and in personal life, and highlight how they reflect our deeper commitment to God's purpose. Competence precedes confidence. Zaretta Hammond. The Biblical Basis for Commitment and Competence. The Bible offers numerous examples of individuals whose commitment to God and their competence in their roles led to great accomplishments. Colossians 3 verse 23 advises, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters." This passage reminds us that our work, when done with integrity and competence, is an offering to God, whether in the workplace, the home, or the community. Christians are called to pursue excellence, knowing that their ultimate reward comes from God, not from human recognition. Proverbs 22 verse 29 further emphasizes the value of competence. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. This verse points to the idea that competence, when paired with commitment, leads to influence and opportunity. As Christians, we are called to develop our gifts and talents to the best of our ability, knowing that these skills are God-given and meant to be used for His glory. Case study: Daniel's commitment and competence in Babylon. The story of Daniel is a powerful example of the intersection between commitment and competence. Daniel, exiled in Babylon, rose to prominence through his unwavering commitment to God and his competence in his administrative duties. Despite pressure to conform to the ways of Babylon, Daniel remained faithful to his convictions, refusing to eat the king's food or worship false gods. His commitment to God, even at the risk of his life, earned him the respect of his peers and superiors. At the same time, Daniel's competence in his work was evident. He was found to have an excellent spirit, knowledge, and understanding. Daniel 5 verse 12. And his skill in interpreting dreams and managing governmental affairs led him to serve under multiple kings. His story demonstrates that commitment to God does not come at the expense of competence. Rather, it enhances it. Daniel's faith and competence worked together to position him as a trusted advisor in a foreign land. Commitment and competence in modern life. In today's world, commitment and competence are equally important in both personal and professional life. Commitment speaks to reliability, perseverance, and a sense of purpose, while competence involves the continuous pursuit of excellence in our given roles. In the workplace, Christians are often faced with the challenge of maintaining their faith and values while striving for success. This balancing act requires both commitment to God's principles and competence in our professional responsibilities. One modern example of this balance is seen in the life of Trua Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A. Cathy's commitment to his Christian values, such as closing his restaurants on Sundays to honor the Sabbath, should have cost him his business in such a competitive industry. However, his competence as a business leader allowed Chick-fil-A to thrive despite this unconventional decision. Cathy's story is a reminder that commitment to one's values, when paired with professional excellence, can lead to long-term success and influence. The importance of commitment in relationships. Commitment is not only critical in our professional lives, but also in our relationships. Whether in marriage, friendships, or family, commitment forms the foundation of trust and loyalty. Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 to 10 reminds us of the value of committed relationships. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls, and has no one to help them up. Commitment in relationships is about being there for others through thick and thin, offering support, and remaining steadfast even when challenges arise. In modern societies, where commitments can often be seen as temporary or conditional, the Christian call to remain committed, even when it is difficult, stands in contrast. Whether in the context of marriage, parenting, or friendships, the act of remaining faithful and dedicated fosters deeper bonds and provides stability for those we care about. Competence in service to others. Competence is also essential when it comes to serving others. Jesus exemplified competence in his ministry, meeting the needs of those he served with skill and compassion. From healing the sick to teaching the crowds, Jesus performed his work with excellence, showing that competence is not just about personal achievement, but about using our gifts to serve others effectively. As Christians, we are called to develop our skills, not only for our own benefit, but also for the betterment of others. Whether in ministry, community service, or our personal lives, competence allows us to make a greater impact. The more we invest in honing our abilities, the more equipped we are to serve others with excellence, reflecting God's love through the quality of our work. Case study: balancing commitment and competence in a medical career. Dr. Yetund, a Nigerian Christian physician, provides a modern example of how commitment and competence intersect in the medical field. As a doctor, Yetund faced pressures to conform to certain industry practices that conflicted with her Christian values. Despite the potential risks to her career, she remained committed to her faith, choosing to uphold ethical standards that aligned with her beliefs. At the same time, her competence as a physician was undeniable, and her commitment to excellence in her field earned her the respect of her colleagues. By balancing her professional competence with her commitment to Christian ethics, Yetund became a trusted and respected figure in her hospital. Her story illustrates that when we are committed to both our faith and our professional responsibilities, we can make a meaningful impact on the people around us. Practical applications for developing commitment and competence. 1. Prioritize integrity in every task. Competence is not just about getting the job done, but doing it with integrity. Ensure that your work reflects your values, whether in your professional life or personal commitments. 2. Strive for excellence. Competence requires continuous growth, whether through education, practice, or self-improvement. Make it a goal to develop your skills and talents. The more competent you are in your work, the greater your ability to serve others and glorify God. 3. Be reliable and faithful. Commitment means showing up, even when it's difficult. Be reliable in your relationships and responsibilities, knowing that your faithfulness reflects God's unwavering commitment to us. 4. Trust God in the process. Sometimes commitment and competence require stepping out in faith, especially when the outcome is uncertain. Trust that God will honor your dedication and competence as you strive to fulfill His calling on your life. Bible verses on commitment and competence. Proverbs 16 verse 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Philippians 4 verse 13. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. Discussion questions. 1. How do you balance commitment and competence in your professional or personal life? 2. In what areas of your life could you improve your competence to better serve others? 3. How does your commitment to God influence the way you approach your work or relationships? Further reading. 1. The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, a foundational book on discovering God's purpose and committing to it in every aspect of life. 2. Integrity, The Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality by Henry Cloud. This book explores the importance of integrity and competence in achieving lasting success. 3. Lead Like Jesus by Ken Blanchard and Phil Hodges. This book offers insights on leading with commitment and competence in a Christ-centered way. Conclusion. Commitment and competence are not just characteristics to be admired, They are essential qualities that enable us to fulfill our God-given purpose. Together, these virtues form the foundation of a life lived with integrity, excellence, and faith. When we are committed to God, His calling, and the people around us, we become reliable stewards of His grace. When we pursue competence in all areas of life, we honor God by offering Him our best and using the gifts He has entrusted to us with diligence and care. Commitment at its core is about faithfulness. It is the decision to remain steadfast even in the face of adversity or uncertainty. In our fast-paced world, where distractions abound and loyalty is often fleeting, true commitment stands out. Whether in our work, our relationships, or our walk with God, commitment demands perseverance. It means showing up day after day, even when the rewards are not immediate or the journey is difficult. It is through this kind of dedication that trust is built and legacies are formed. God Himself models perfect commitment to us. His faithfulness is unwavering, His promises sure. When we mirror this in our lives, we reflect His nature to those around us. Competence, on the other hand, speaks to excellence with which we carry out our responsibilities. As Christians, competence is not simply about achieving success in worldly terms. It is about doing everything as unto the Lord, Colossians 3 verse 23. This pursuit of excellence reflects our commitment to glorifying God in all we do. Competence requires a continual effort to grow, learn, and develop our skills. It is a demonstration of our respect for the gifts and opportunities God has given us. In a world where mediocrity can be accepted as the norm, Christians are called to a higher standard, one that seeks to honor God through diligent and excellent work. The synergy between commitment and competence is where true impact is made. Commitment without competence can lead to well-intentioned but ineffective efforts, while competence without commitment risks superficial success without deeper meaning or lasting influence. But when both are present, we are equipped to make a meaningful difference, whether in our professional endeavors, our relationships, or our service to others. The stories of biblical figures like Daniel and modern examples like Truett Cathy and Dr. Yetund show us the power of combining unwavering dedication with the pursuit of excellence. Furthermore, these two virtues do not operate in isolation. They enhance and strengthen each other. The more committed we are to our faith, our work, and our relationships, the more we are driven to cultivate competence. Likewise, as we grow in competence, we find our commitment deepening because we recognize the value of what we are doing and the impact it can have on others. This dynamic interplay between commitment and competence is what allows us to build lives of integrity and purpose, influencing those around us and glorifying God in all we do. In a world where shortcuts, quick fixes, and superficial achievements are often celebrated, Christians are called to a different path. We are called to be committed to the long, sometimes difficult, journey of faithfulness. We are called to pursue excellence not for our own glory, but for God's. This means staying the course even when the road is tough, and doing our best even when no one is watching. This kind of faithfulness and dedication may not always be recognized by the world, but it is deeply valued in the kingdom of God. As we move forward in our spiritual and personal journeys, let us commit ourselves fully to the tasks and responsibilities that God has placed before us. Let us strive for competence in everything we do, knowing that through our work, we are serving a higher purpose. Whether we are leading in the workplace, serving in the church, or building relationships in our families, may we approach each task with the mindset that it is an opportunity to reflect God's love, character, and excellence. Let us also remember that both commitment and competence require continual growth and reliance on God. Our strength to remain committed and our ability to achieve excellence come not from our own efforts alone, but from the grace and empowerment of the Holy Spirit. When we lean on God's strength, we can persevere in our commitments and grow in our competence beyond what we could achieve on our own. Finally, let us consider the ripple effect of a life marked by commitment and competence. When others see our dedication and the quality of our work, they are drawn to the values that guide us. Our faithfulness becomes a testimony of God's faithfulness, and our excellence becomes a reflection of His glory. In this way, we fulfill our calling as Christians to be salt and light in the world, influencing those around us, not only by what we say, but by how we live. In summary, commitment and competence are not just traits to be desired. They are essential to living a life that glorifies God and impacts others. Through these virtues, we build trust, foster excellence, and create lasting changes in our workplaces, communities, and relationships. As we continue our journey of faith, may we be people of deep commitment and profound competence, always seeking to serve God with all our hearts and offering Him our very best in all that we do.